It's just about summertime, and we're hitting the road for a series of reports we're calling Kentucky Adventures. These are one-tank trips to some of the Commonwealth's most popular family hotspots, as well as some hidden gems to add to your list. Karen Czar has our first installment, exploring the Kentucky Horse Park.
When you walk through the front gate of the Kentucky Horse Park, you're greeted by a large pond to your left, complete with swimming swans and fountains, and a life-size statue of Man-O-War. To your right, you can pose for a picture with the likeness of famed racehorse Secretariat. This time of year, the smell of jasmine and lilac fills the air, and the serenity is only broken by the sound of the birds living quite well at the park. And that's all before you step into the visitor center. There you can catch a short film about the history of the park and, of course, horses.
Green farms grew and thrived, and Kentucky became known as the horse capital of the world.
Spokeswoman Lisa Jackson says if you love horses, want to know more about horses, or are looking for that perfect slice of bluegrass for a day, the Kentucky Horse Park needs to be on your bucket list.
There's really nowhere else you can go in Kentucky or anywhere to get close to horses and to interact with them and get to pet them and love on them and get to explore and learn about them. The Kentucky Horse Park is also a place where you can visit some wonderful museums, the International Museum of the Horse, a Smithsonian affiliate. You can see all different kinds of horses, you know, big horses, small horses, ancient breeds, newer breeds. And one of the things we started last year was next day free. So visitors can actually come in and not just enjoy one day of the horse park, but 2 days and make it a full weekend, make it a full family experience and enjoy all of the horse park's daily activities and the horse shows that go on.
And there's something to appeal to everyone. Take a ride on a horse-drawn wagon, watch a local farrier shoe a horse, or head to the park's new kids' barn, which, according to Jackson, has been a hit with kids of all ages.
Not having kids myself, I didn't appreciate how popular it would be, but it is extremely popular, not just for the 12 and under set, but for the 12 and older set as well. Everyone can go in there, and they can play with briar horses, they can groom a horse's tail. It's just really amazing, and the attention it's gotten has just been pretty astounding.
And the best way to see the park is on horseback, of course. At the riding stables, Allison gave a quick lesson to all of us on how to steer a horse.
All right, the easiest way to steer these guys is by two hands or direct rein. There's a knot at the end of your reins. Keep your hands on either side of the knot and the knot near the horn. This will allow the horse to have his head and rein so he can do his job for you. These guys do this 5 times a day and 6 days a week. They pretty much know where they are going.
Then we hit the tranquil trails for about 30 minutes with Megan as our guide.
All right, and now if you look to the left, you'll see two black Clydesdales. They're some of our draft horses. They're used for pulling wagons and plowing fields.
Thank you.
My horse Star and the others in our group were pretty low-key, so you don't have to worry if you don't have any riding experience. Now, if you want to get a feel for the horse world, but you don't want to get quite so up close and personal, not to worry. There are a lot of indoor activities and museums dedicated to different breeds of horses. And the park frequently features exhibits related to the equine industry. With so many activities that can appeal to all age groups, whether you're looking for a day trip, 2-day getaway, or a week-long vacation, we highly recommend the Kentucky Horse Park as a must-visit Kentucky adventure. I'm Karen Czar for WUKY News.